الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، This is the 13th hadith in Imam An-Nawawi's collection of 40 أحاديث الأربعون النووية. Imam An-Nawawi رحمه الله said عن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. بخاري، مسلم and other scholars of hadith collected this hadith from Abu Hamza, the father of Hamza. That's his title. أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, the companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam An-Nawawi here mentioned the other title that Anas is known for, خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, a title of honor held by the Ummah of Muhammad for the servant of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anas served Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for 10 years until Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم died. So he is known in the Ummah and forever, خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anas gained so much knowledge from serving Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anas says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, لا يؤمن أحدكم, one of you will not attain إيمان, faith, حتى يحب لأخيه, until he loves for his brother ما يحب لنفسه, what he loves for himself. One of you will not attain Iman, faith. It's not negating Iman here. It is negating the completion, perfection of Iman. There is another narration collected by Imam Ahmad and others. Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah stated it is authentic, sahih, collected it in Sahih Al-Targhib, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يبلغ عبد حقيقة الإيمان حتى يحب للناس ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. A slave will not attain the essence, the truth of Iman, faith, until one loves for people what one loves for himself of good. So this hadith explains the hadith we just recited from Bukhari and Muslim. One of you will not attain the faith until one loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So let's go and explain the hadith again. لا يؤمن أحدكم, one of you will not attain Iman, meaning, as we explained from the other narration, the fullness of Iman, the perfection of Iman, the essence of Iman, حقيقة الإيمان, the truth of Iman, as the hadith here stated. So one will not attain حقيقة الإيمان until one loves for his Muslim brothers and sisters what one loves for themselves. And this, of course, is for females and males. So the Muslim female will not attain the truth, the haqiqatul iman, until she loves for other Muslims what she loves for her own self. And the second hadith says, min al khair, of good. What is the good? What is al khair? Al khair is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in his book and by the words of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of commandments, recommendations, what is allowed, the good manners, good akhlaq, all of that is good. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to seek means of sustenance from halal sources. So we like to earn resources, material resources of this life from halal resources. We like that for ourselves and for our families. We will not attain the fullness and the haqiqatul iman until we love for other Muslims to also have things that are similar to what we have of al khair. Subhanallah. So whatever good you're seeking for yourself, and the good is only what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made good, also I wish for other Muslims, male and female. Female Muslims, whatever good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to you, you wish for other Muslims the same thing that Allah granted you, favored you with, because the bounties of Allah are endless. Also, I want my faith to be perfect, to reach its haqiqa, truth. Haqiqa, truth. So that my feelings about other Muslims, my actions, are a translation of the essence of iman that I have in my heart. Subhanallah. So the hadith says, لا يؤمن أحدكم. One of you will not attain iman. We explained it. حتى يحب لأخيه, until he loves for his Muslim brother, أخيه, Muslim, ما يحب لنفسه, what he loves for himself. Bukhari and Muslim. The other narration is, لا يبلغ عبد حقيقة الإيمان. A slave will not reach the essence, the truth of iman, حتى يحب للناس, until he loves for people what he loves for himself of al-khayr, ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. And this commandment in this hadith is for females and males. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who love for all Muslims what we love for ourselves. والحمد لله رب العالمين.